Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
As we look at where CJ Stroud is right now, Clint, and I'm curious from you and the people, if you can be as objective as you possibly can, as you look at the AFC, how it's put together, and the playoffs, if it started right now, and this looks pretty, you can see this happening. The Chiefs are the one seed, the Bills, the Chiefs with Mahomes, the Bills with Josh Allen are the two seed, the Steelers with Russell Wilson and his resurgence are the three seed. The Texans are the four seed with C.J. Stroud, then Lamar, Justin Herbert, and then the rookie Bo Nix. Those are the seven quarterbacks in the AFC right now. I think at the beginning of the year, there are a lot of people who said C.J. Stroud would be number two. C.J. Stroud might be number three. There are a lot of people who felt that way. As of now, from what you've seen this year, where would you put C.J. Stroud on that list? In terms of quarterbacks, of the seven teams that are, or the six other teams, not the Texans, that are in the playoff hunt, or in the playoffs right now, who do the Texans have the quarterback advantage over that you would look at right now?
I would put him fourth on that list: Mahomes, Allen, Lamar Jackson.
And did you put him over?
And he's on the verge of good Lord, this is painful to say. He's on the verge of Russ being a better choice. I'm talking about to win one game.
Like right now,
better right now. Yeah,
like right now.
I would put him fourth, and Russ is.
I forget.
Is,
you do got to hang behind. Up on Herbert.
Well, no. I was gonna say the one thing. I don't know that I've watched one snap of Justin Herbert this year. Be completely honest with you. I'm looking at that list and I'm like, you know, I don't even know if I've seen more than five highlights or lowlights, whatever. Like I just don't remember. I don't know that I remember right now seeing him throw one ball.
He's playing a better brand of ball, to say
so
that.
I should probably appreciate it, right?
It's closer to what you would want him to have played. His numbers aren't nearly up like to.
Well, I knew that
to the
I
levels of the yards passing he's been, but he's
that's the caveat here. I have not seen one snap of Justin Herbert this year, to be completely honest. Clearly, Nix is not even in the ballpark. Russ is...
He's playing well.
They're all playing well. I mean, all these guys on this list are playing well. Russ is playing really, really well, and it's painful for me to admit it, but damn, he's been good.
That's right.
I would go Mahomes, Lamar, Allen, and then CJ after that.
CJ after that. So yep. Fourth, you got him.
I would go fourth, yep.
Someone text in, Russ, hell no. I'm just telling you, Russ is playing. Russ is
he's playing
unlimited
really good.
Diarrhea.
He's playing really good, and he's got the perfect, like that receiving group, that run game, it's a perfect scenario. As long as they're winning. Like I felt like he could play well. It was all about if he could survive early adversity. Like if he would have started and they'd have been 1-3 or something, he'd have never survived that. But now that they're rolling and everybody's on a high, he's playing lights out.
Yeah, someone texts, people say only Bo is the only one that they would have that he would have that's below him. Yeah. Only Bo Nix is below him, and someone texted in. Ron trying to bash CJ. He expected Clint to say 6 or 7. No, I didn't. I didn't have an expectation of what Clint would say. I'm with Clint. I think it's very, very clear right now that he is behind Mahomes, Allen, and Lamar.
Yeah.
Now, the Russ thing to me is is the amount of games he's played. I'm gonna be honest, if Russ had played all season and he's played the way that he's playing right now,
be hard.
Russ would be ahead of him.
Here's a problem with CJ. Look, CJ, for all of us here that are watching it week in, week out, there's a little grace given because I understand the pressure that he's been under.
I was gonna say we're seeing exactly what it is.
But the problem is that he's regressing. Which I told everybody, be careful because it's going to be impossible for him not to regress after he had that rookie season last year. But he's regressing like the last 3 or 4 weeks, like consistently. And it's just kind of come to a head last week with the interceptions becoming a problem, the happy feet becoming a problem, not scoring points in the second half. I understand that's not a CJ problem necessarily, but he obviously plays a big part in that when he's throwing interceptions. Yeah, that's the scary part, is that he's starting to regress, and it's hard at this point not to understand and lean into he's super young.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Given how he played last year, led us all to believe and lean into, boy, this dude's mature beyond his years, man. This guy's, wow. And then all of a sudden, you start struggling a little bit this year, and you start seeing some of the signs of youth start to kind of pop up. And it's not, again, he's played really well for a second year guy under the pressure that he's been under, but the problem is the bar set so high based off what he did last year.
I would have him fifth. I think Justin Herbert has probably played, like, how many interceptions do you think Justin has this
no
year?
Clue
just guess
two.
One. He's got one pick this year. 11, like, he's not throwing for a lot of yards like he used to, but, you know, 11 touchdowns, one pick, playing pretty good ball. They don't have a ton of weapons over there with him. I think he's probably played a bit better than C.J. Stroud this year. Like I said, Russ in the games, and I'm not going to put Bo Nix ahead of him.
Right.
Bo's played well, but I'm not going to put Bo Nix ahead of him. At this point this year, from the text line, come on. Clint, he's being sacked at David Carr rate. No, clearly, like, that's having that's had an impact of why and where he is. Like,
that is the life of the quarterback. As I've told y'all week in, week out, like, it's a multi pronged issue, but the one guy that controls it in the moment is C.J. Stroud, and over the last two or three games, he is refusing to get the ball out of his hand in a quick manner. And so what they did was they shifted to an all-out quick game screen game attack last week, because ultimately, and this is going to sound harsh, but it's just the reality, Bobby Slowick can't trust his quarterback or his offensive line, and you got to be able to trust one or the other to consistently call mid-range progression pass game.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.